Imagine you were the Apostle Paul, beaten and imprisoned simply for preaching the gospel. God sends an earthquake, the prison doors open, your chains fall off, and the jailkeeper, fearing the prisoners have fled, moves to kill himself. What would you do? Maybe you'd stay quiet so that the jailkeeper could carry out his plans and you could go free. Who wouldn't be tempted to do that? Well, Paul and Silas. Acts 16:28. Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." You know how Jesus said, "Love your enemies"? This is what that looks like. That jailkeeper was a scoundrel, and yet Paul called out, saying basically, "We'd rather stay in prison than see you come to harm." That's big. Paul saw even the jailer as a soul to save. What might love your enemies look like in your life today? I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.